Coming up, President, Chief Executive Officer, the pride of Purdue University, Patty Poppe. Yesterday on the program, we had some kudos for Patty Poppe here from Amy Bozanoff. I've been framed custom framing.
The community proved to me, not that they needed to, but I saw a different side to Jackson with the grants that were being offered. And I received a Dreammaker grant from Patty Poppe and her husband, which was incredible. And then I applied for the Consumers Foundation grant and received a grant from there as well with the Enterprise Group and the Jackson Community Foundation.
Yeah.
So the help that was there, community-based, through Jackson.
What did that say to you?
It told me that I mattered. You know, it told me that small business in this town really is important. And we really are the wheels that turn this community. You know, they didn't want us to leave. They didn't want us to close up shop. So they were doing whatever they could do to help us keep our doors open when all of it came about and we could reopen. And that to me, like, I shed tears. It was incredibly helpful. It was incredibly thoughtful. And I couldn't be more proud of being part of this community.
Well, I can't wait to relay that story on to Patty Poppe. Is going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I have to say,
I'll
Patty.
Tell her.
And you can tell her, Amy needs to write you a thank you card. I've been remiss. I've been busy. But it's right there in the back of my head. I promise it's in the mail and someday.
Thank you card coming, Patty.
Well, we got one electronically here, right here on the phone.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, that was so nice.
That story makes you feel good.
Well, yeah, and frankly, they do a great job on the framing. And so while we're all stuck at home, dig out those old posters and pictures that you've been meaning to frame and get them over to Amy and let her do her magic.
Yeah, small business, it's certainly the lifeblood of this community and probably most communities.
Yeah, you know, Greg, I heard a quote from a Deutsche Bank economist who said that 80% of people are employed by companies with 500 employees or less. And when you think about that, it's not just hyperbole. It really means that America is our economy, the heart of our economy, are small businesses. And this COVID-19 has been specifically and directly impactful for those small businesses. And so we were so happy to be able to help and do our part. And we saw other communities across the state start to copy, which is the greatest form of flattery, really, is to see other people following. And we were so glad that they did because it really matters for Michigan's economy.
Patty, how do you think Michigan has done here handling the COVID?
You know, it I think has done the best that it could. It's a terribly difficult situation. I don't envy the governor and her team having to make the choices that they had to make. But as we're watching other states start to resurge, and we aren't, I think the way that we take it seriously, I have board members and people I know in Florida who say they just are not taking it seriously, and now we're watching their case numbers go up. So it's been tough. I do think the bifurcation of the state, Southeast Michigan, from the rest of the state was also a difficult issue to manage because there were so many cases in Southeast Michigan and in some of our northern Michigan counties so few that it was hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've done what we needed to do, and now the important thing is to continue to be vigilant. I mean, I do think people grow fatigued of this virus and that we want to pretend like it's over, but it isn't. It's still here. And so we just have to continue to be vigilant, practice social distancing, wear those darn masks. I know it's a pain, but we should wear our masks to protect maybe ourselves, but also more importantly, maybe someone else. And so that is an important part of keeping the state well and getting our economy running is if we can practice those new safety practices.
Yeah, what's going on in Florida, Texas, Arizona is scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is scary. And when you talk to people who are there, they're like, well, yeah, you can't, people aren't wearing masks. You go to the grocery store, it's packed. You go to the, you know, you go out and it's, and you can't have it that way. You have to continue to practice social distancing because here's how I think about it. Any person that I meet, that I see face to face, could very well have the virus because for some people it's very asymptomatic. They don't show symptoms. So when you go face to face with someone who has it and you don't know it and you're not practicing distancing, you will get it. That's, it's that simple. So if you assume that everyone you meet has it, it will cause you to, including yourself, it'll cause you to take different actions, and we can care for each other in a very effective way. It's just, I know it's a pain. It is a pain. We all can't wait for it to be over, but we can't be naive and think that it is because it isn't.
Patty, are people paying their bill?
You know, a lot of people are. I think the supplemental unemployment insurance has been a big help. I think that's enabling people. We've been very flexible and not doing shutoffs, trying to help people through this time. But we can start to, we've started to see that some people are definitely starting to struggle. You can't have the unemployment numbers that we have and not expect that people are going to start to struggle. What I'm anxious to see is, as you know, the orders have been lifted and people are starting to get back out there safely again, how will that unemployment figure change? I'm watching that one pretty closely.
And it's slow, isn't it? Slow comeback.
Yeah, it is. But I think, I just wonder when we'll really know what the unemployment figure is. Like, I do think it will change. It's gotten better faster than people forecasted, so that's good, but it's still very, very high. So we've got, in the next 2 months, I think we're going to learn a lot.
Another big issue is the Black Lives Matter issue. Of course, you have thousands and thousands of employees, and many are affected by that.
Yeah, you know, I am feeling very hopeful. It was very sad. Our hearts broke for to watch the George Floyd incident. I think was the straw on the camel's back that just really woke us up to the lack of progress in racial justice and equity. And my black coworkers felt very alone, and this movement, what has been really exciting to me and makes me feel hopeful, is that it's not just black people who are upset about it. It's a completely diverse set of people. You know, the protests in Jackson were diverse and safe and productive, and I'm watching the conversations happening in our company. You know, white people need to acknowledge and transition from what I call non-racist to anti-racist. There's a difference. I think there's a lot of us who were very good non-racist. We would say to ourselves, well, I'm not racist. I don't feel that way. I don't perpetuate racism. But that's different from being anti-racist and being willing to step up on behalf of another who is treated differently because of their skin color. And so really, the message to our team and the conversations we've been having inside the company are that white people need to step up and help reframe the racial equity structure and lead with love and be open-minded and be curious and stand up and agree that Black Lives Matter. Now, I'm not making a political statement about the organization Black Lives Matter. I'm just acknowledging that for our inside our company, and I do think our broader community, black lives do matter, and they need to feel valued by others, and that's a really important role that we can play.
Well put. Any thoughts on this? You run an energy company. This Pipeline 5 debacle going on in the Straits?
Wow. You know, well, none of us want oil in the Straits.
Yeah.
And so we have to keep it safe. I can tell you we had some old retired power lines. They don't have any fluids or liquids in them, but some old transmission lines that had been in the Straits from decades ago. And they were hooked by that anchor a couple years ago. You know, I think it is a debacle, and we're going to have to work together to find the right solution, but the protection of the water has got to be the top priority.
You guys are giving away smart thermostats. How can people get a hold of those?
Yeah, and let me tell you why. I mean, everyone's that is working from home, and we're all spending a lot more time at home than we did before, are using more energy. And there is technology with these smart thermostats that can help customers save 10 to 15% just by having a smart thermostat and letting us help you design a program for that smart thermostat that saves you money. And it helps us, you know, people say, well, what's in it for you? Well, what's in it for us is if we can help people shave their peak use, especially on a week like we've got coming up, we've got some awesome weather coming next week, we're going to be running our air conditioners. If we can shave that peak in those hot summer days, then we don't have to replace those power plants. We're retiring. And so that's what's in it for us. We want to save the planet by closing our coal plants and not replacing them because we use smart thermostat technology. It's sort of that simple. So people can go to consumersenergy.com, free thermostat. My goodness, don't miss it. Like it, I think what's happening is it's so good to be true, people think it can't be that good. But trust me, we made a special arrangement with Google Nest. They're these fancy Nest thermostats that are super easy to install, and we will help you stay comfortable. We're not talking about you staying hot this summer. It's about optimizing your heating and cooling to save you money, and we are really excited about the new capabilities that this technology provides.
Really, everybody should have one, and eventually yes. probably will.
Yeah, well, you have one there at your radio station, don't you?
We do.
Yeah, they help.
Patty, thanks so much. We can't get you to sing the Purdue fight song, probably.
I don't know. I might. Hail, hail to old Purdue, all hail to our old gold and black. Hail, hail to old Purdue, our friendship may she never lack. Ever faithful, ever true, lest we raise our song anew of the days we spent with you. All hail our own Purdue. Now, I could do the Napoleon fight song, too, anytime you're ready.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm not doing it. I'll have to come back, Greg. We'll save that for next time.
Thanks, Patty.
All right. See you later.
Have a good weekend. Patty Poppe, Chief Executive Officer, President, Consumers Energy.